I'm gonna take my music back to the church where the blues was misunderstood. Some people think that it was song of the devil, but it was the soul of the man for sure.
James Blood Ulmer made his name as an avant-garde jazz man, but now the southern-born guitarist seems to have come full circle. Lately, he's been playing the blues. His latest CD, a stripped-down solo album, is called Birthright. It is from Hyena Records, and we're listening to one of the tracks from it, Take My Music Back to the Church. I'm very pleased that it has brought James Blood Ulmer to my show today. Hello.
Hello. Hello. How you doing?
So what kind of music did you play growing up?
The first music I played was gospel music.
Uh-huh. So because that's what your family wanted you to play? Or you spent a lot of time in church?
I think gospel music is something, an idea of my father. My father wanted to be a musician. My mother didn't want him to be one, but he wanted to be one. I don't think it was a family affair. I think it was my father's affair.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are gospel blues, but the kind of blues you're doing has more of a kinship to country blues, which has a different bar structure, doesn't it?
Well, I'm not that familiar with how the structure of blues is. I started playing gospel, and I went to playing R&B, and I went to play progressive jazz, and played jazz. I played avant-garde. And after I was very, very educated about what I was doing is when I started trying to play blues.
But you went back in a way, it's going back.
It's not, it's like finishing school and deciding what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Do you see this as the culmination of all the things that you've done over the years?
I don't think it have anything to do with what I've been doing over the years, because what I've been doing over the years, I'm still doing. I still play my favorite music. It was the instrumental music. I like instrumental music and vocal music, which I consider to be two different things altogether.
Mm-hmm. Well, the song we heard, Take My Music Back to the Church, what does that mean, actually? Aren't you a practicing Muslim?
I believe in God. I believe in one God. And I'm not Arab or nothing. I was born in South Carolina.
So all church is church?
Church is where somebody go who believe in God,
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm. And is there because you started with gospel music, is there a connection in your mind between that belief and the music that you play?
What belief?
You have belief in God and all of the things that...
Yeah, I've very well tried to add my belief into what I do, into my music. I want the God to be very pleasant, present in my music.
Well, you've played with a number of people who have talked a lot about spiritual music. Pharoah Saunders, for example.
Yeah.
Do you feel any... When you were playing with them, were you feeling the same sorts of things or thinking the same sorts of things that you do now?
I mean, I think the motivation is already there. I don't really be thinking. The only thing I be thinking about is how to play this guitar.
And you play it unconventionally, don't you?
No, that's about the hardest. That's about the most thing I be trying to think about is how to play the guitar.
Well, maybe you can give us a demonstration. What are you going to play? Are you going to sing as well?
Yeah, I thought I was going to sing a song or two.
Okay. What do you have in mind?
You want me to do it? Or
sure.
Tell you about it.
Well, do both. If you want to introduce it, that's great.
Well, I'll sing it, and then...
We'll talk about
it. You talk about it. Thank you. bed in the city. Survivors of the hurricane. The neighborhood was covered in water. New Orleans, oh, what a shame. The survivors, they are survivors of the hurricane. Survivors, oh, survivors of the hurricane. Life. A search for dry land, no matter what the price. Shooting and looting, ain't it a shame? Flood waters brought rain. There were survivors, oh, survivors of the hurricane. Survivors of the hurricane. The flood took over the city. By night, nothing could move. Living through the panic, and we will never, never forget those blues. We are survivors, survivors of the hurricane. Survivors, oh, we are survivors of the hurricane. And it was all over. They brought the people under control. They were survivors, oh, survivors of the hurricane. Survivors, oh, survivors of the hurricane.
Did you write that after Hurricane Katrina? Is that a song I wrote that
while I was watching it.
Uh-huh. That's really powerful. But it also, you don't play blues guitar like other people play blues guitar. In the middle of it, you suddenly sounded like you were playing an Indian sitar. You obviously are bringing everything that you've ever learned about playing to this new material.
Well, I think it's different when you... The way you start playing music. Some people play music, they start playing blues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get known playing blues and become very famous, but they never venture any further. But I had a chance to venture on with music and decide to play blues from the concept of what blues is instead of a sound of a guitar. Because blues, to me, is not the sound of a guitar.
But when you were playing, when you're playing rhythm and blues, which is something very different, you still were employing some of the same ideas, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm playing the same ideas all the time.
You are famous for your unusual guitar tuning. For listeners who aren't familiar, can you tell us how it's different from the way other people tune their guitars?
Well, it's not different than other people because I play the guitar tune just like everybody else play their guitar tune also. And I play that way the best for me. For me, I would consider myself a guitar player more than a singer. But then I had dreamt this tuning, I call this a homolytic guitar tuning, which to me is the original concept of a guitar, one-string guitar, one string, one sound. So I just turn all six string to the same sound to have that one-string sound of the guitar. And it happened, I dreamt the whole thing, and it worked after I dreamt it and woke up and played the guitar, boom, and that was. And that's all I know about it.
And it obviously allows you to do certain things that you might not be able to do otherwise.
Right.
You get all sorts of interesting sounds as a result.
Yeah, plus not being in competition with anyone.
like so many musicians, have traveled to Europe to make a decent living. Right now, is Europe more open to musicians like you and jazz musicians in general than Americans?
Well, my experience, they say that, but I don't believe it.
So
I'm a non-believer in musicians doing better in Europe than they can do in their own country, and I would like to very much like to play my music in America without ever having to go to Europe. Although I've played in Europe already 25 years,
and and you're received quite well.
Yeah.
Do you think they understand what you're doing?
Well, they like music that is, I would say that was, they are more open to undeveloped music.
Now, we have very little time, but I wanted to try to get in another song. Just before you do, a reminder that James Blood Ulmer's new album is called Birthright. It's on Hyena Records, and he's been doing a number of records based on the blues. Will you be performing in New York soon?
Yeah. We're going to play at the Jazz Standard on March 23rd. I'm doing solo, I'm doing the trio, and I'm doing a Memphis Blood big blues band.
Wow. And what are you playing for us now?
Huh?
What are you going to play for us now?
You want me to play it?
We'll go out with it. I don't want to miss this opportunity to hear you play the song live.
Okay. So I don't have a name for it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about the Lord. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about the Lord. He healed the sick and raised the dead. Love and mercy from above. Ooh. And just because God is God, he manifested everything that he said. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about the Lord. walk the water and talk with God. He's the one we all talking about. He's the one we all talking about. Send the blood and wash away his sin. Ooh. The lame walking, the deaf talking, with the help of God hand in me.
Thanks to James Blood Ulmer and to Irie Trudell for engineering that segment. You can find out more about James Blood Ulmer and where he will be performing by looking on our show page and our website at wnyc.org.